Good morning, brothers and sisters, and all our friends. It's a wonderful day that we start our first combined service, outdoor service.
所以我们终于可以来到这一片, 福音堂, 蒙神恩典所祝福给我们的这个蓝天绿地。
Finally, we get a chance to worship our God in this beautiful outdoor space that God blessed us for.
对,我今天看到文雷弟兄, 他是我们今天最标准的这个户外敬拜服装。
So see our brother Wenlei, he's dressed properly for this occasion.
对,我们都是要轻松的, 没有压力的, 能够远离我们的高压的这个课业, 我们的生活的重担, 我们一起来到这个, 神所创造的大自然当中, 我们一起来敬拜他, 我们一起来赞美他。
So this is how we supposed to worship our God. We come to Him in a relaxed mind. We know that He's with us, so we worship Him without the stress or pressure.
上个礼拜天是父亲节, 我不晓得, 你们家怎么样子庆祝父亲节。
It was Father's Day last Sunday. I don't know how your family celebrated the Father's Day.
以前我讲过一个笑话说日本是没有父亲节的。
I used to tell this joke about there's no Father's Day in Japan.
因为日本每一天都是父亲节。
Because every day in Japan is Father's Day.
但现在这种笑话现在要尽量少讲。
Now I got to be careful about telling jokes like that.
对,但是我想要问大家的事情是说, 我不晓得大家, 上个礼拜天是怎么样子过这样一个温馨的节日。
And I still wanted to know how you spent your Father's Day last week.
我们可能用蛋糕, 我们可能用卡片, 我们在家里庆祝, 这样一个家庭的一个美好。
So maybe you are celebrating with cakes or maybe cars and to have a great time, family time.
对,但是当这个节日的美好回归到现实的时候, 礼拜一的早晨真实的挑战照常来到。
And yet, no matter what you did during the Father's Day, next Monday, the normal life will come back.
多么伟大的父亲,多么慈祥的父亲, 到了礼拜一早上的时候, 可能, 跟孩子见面讲的话, 还是说你作业写完没有? 手机看多久了？你未来的升学的规划是什么？
However great a dad is, and on Monday, maybe it will come back to the norm routine and asking your child, how are you doing with your work? Have you done your homework? What's your plan for college and things like that?
对,这些我们做父母的可能觉得是很平常的一种的生活上的叮咛。 可能就会演变成我们在这个所处的时代当中会演变成我们两代之间一个沉重的一个僵局的来源。
And yet, it was just those conversations that as parents, we think it's normal, but that's what forms the relationship between parents and children gets stressed.
对,我们现在所处的一个时代, 有人称作是后现代主义时代。
We are in this world that someone will call it postmodernism world.
后现代主义的一个特征就是说我们的价值要由我们自己来创造自己来定义。
In postmodernism, it says that our value is defined by ourselves.
也就是说,你必须要非常的优秀,你必须要与众不同,你必须要用各样子的方式来定义你自己。
So in other words, that you have to be outstanding, you have to be excellent in every way.
所以演变到后来就变成说,我们当中的青少年就面临到了前所未有的所谓的身份认同的危机,还有那种孤独感。
So gradually, the youth in our society will have this identity issues. They are very stressed out.
也就是说,这些青少年们他们无时无刻承受着我够不够好的一种灵魂的拷问。
So in their mind, they were always asking themselves, am I good enough? Am I perfect to please our parents?
而做父母的其实也好不到哪里去，在面对充满不确定性的未来的时候，也常常被焦虑给吞噬，不知不觉当中把关心变成了掌控。
And yet it's no better for parents either, because they are under stress also. They are under this anxiety. And gradually with time, their caring became this, built this wall in between the two generations.
所以在父亲节过之后，我们要问的是，我们到底应该要如何行，才能够建立一个健康的亲子关系。
So we want to think about after the Father's Day, how do we do to keep or maintain our good relationship?
并且带领我们的下一代，在这个世界的洪流当中，能够认识基督的信仰。
And how we can lead our next generation to know God in this world.
好，我们就先来看一下我们今天的经文，罗马书八章十四到十七节。
Well, let's look at today's verse in Romans 8:14-17.
好，我们一起来读这一段的经文啊。我们先用英文读一次，我们再用中文读一次，好吧？
Okay, let's read it in English first, and then we'll read in Chinese. Romans 8:14. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves.So that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are God's children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed,We share in his suffering in order that we may also share in his glory.
好，我们读中文也再读一次哈。罗马书八章十四到十七节，我们一起来读呀。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此，我们呼叫阿爸父。神的灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。所以我们从刚才的经文当中，保罗在第十五节我们念的那个经文当中，指出了一个非常深刻的人性的困境，就是奴仆的心。
As you can see in verse 15, Paul has pointed out a very dilemma in our lives.
Yeah, 那个奴仆的心在英文我们刚才念的那个英文当中是 a spirit of a slavery leading to fear, 就是一个惧怕的一个灵。
So that dilemma was talking about we have a spirit of slaves.And that leads to fear.
所以奴仆的特点，从这一段，从这个奴仆的心可以看出，奴仆的特点就是他的身份完全取决于他的表现。
So what is it like as being a slave? It is that their identity is related to their behavior.
表现的好就有饭吃，就能留下来；表现的不好就会被惩罚、被遗弃。因此，奴仆内心深处永远被恐惧所支配。
So if you're doing well, if you did a good job, then you'll be kept. And if you're not doing a good job, you may be kicked out. So as a slave, they're always filled with fear.
所以我们在场的做儿女们的，这是不是你内心深处隐藏的一个写照呢？
So we can ask ourselves, is this something that we have in our mind?
就是特别是在我们这一个麻州波士顿这里高度竞争的一个地区当中，你的身边可能充满了优秀的人，你可能觉得你必须要拿全 A， 在 SAT 拿到高分，在课外活动表现的完美，你才配得被爱，才配得被肯定。
So this is especially a important question that we ask in New England, in Massachusetts, whether we have to be perfect to be loved, whether we have to get OAs, whether we have to get high SAT scores to get affection from our parents.
所以当你表现好的时候，你可能觉得自己很了不起，但是当你搞砸了很多事情，表现失败的时候，你又感到崩溃与恐惧。
So when you are doing well, you get good scores and you feel good about yourself. You have this self-pride. But if you mess something up, and you have this, then you have this fear, this stress in your heart.
所以你在家里就不敢对你的父母敞开，因为你害怕看见他们失望的眼神。
So when you mess up, you fear to look at your parents and talk to them frankly because you worry about letting them disappointed.
所以如果你是在这样一个心态当中的时候，你的就活得好像奴隶一样，活在惧怕失败的阴影当中。
So if this is your case, it looks like you're living in the life of a slavery.
所以做父母的其实心中也存在着这样一个恐惧。
The same thing happened to your parents.
因为我们做父母的在现在这个社会当中，我们常常感到无所适从。
We as parents, sometimes we wonder what we should do.
我们害怕孩子在多变的社会当中失去的竞争力。
On the one hand, we worry about our children lost their competitiveness in this world.
我们害怕他们走错一步路就全盘皆输。
We worry about they made a wrong decision that lead to their failure.
在这种深刻的焦虑中，我们不知不觉的，我们就把家庭变成了一个交易所。
So because of this concern and anxiety, we subconsciously change our family to a place of trade.
对，我们可能会常常对孩子说，爸爸妈妈这么辛苦的工作，为你牺牲，你为什么不能够更努力一点呢？
A lot of times we might say to our children that your mom and dad worked so hard to create this good environment for you. Why can't you just work a little harder?
所以当我们在说这句话的时候，可能我们心里头没有想到的那个潜意识里头就把那个爱加上了交换的条件。
When we say something like that, we subconsciously add a condition to the love we have to our children.
当我们的孩子达不到期望的时候，我们就用愤怒，就用说教或者冷战，在亲子当中筑起了一道一道冰冷的高墙。
So when our children did not meet our expectations, we start this cold war, this lecturing and that so that a wall was built in between the parents and the children.
我们以为自己在保护孩子，但实际上我们是用自己的焦虑和恐惧加重了孩子身上那个奴仆的恶。
So we thought we were protecting our children, we love our children, and yet because our anxiety that added to the burden of our children and.To their stress.
让我们的孩子觉得在信仰和家庭里头感到窒息。
And that could suffocate our children in their belief, their faith, and their family life.
但是感谢神，我们看到福音带来一个完全颠覆性的转换。
That the gospel has bring radical changes.
在第十五节后半段，他说：“我们所受的乃是。”儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
So in the latter half of verse 15, Paul was saying that the spirit we have is a spirit of son, so we can say Abba, Father.
这就是所谓的颠覆的恩典。
So this is a radical grace.
上帝打破了后现代看表现讲交易的残酷的规则。
God's words have broken this rule of postmodernism, that you have to be judged or valued by what you do.
天父接纳我们，并不是因为我们表现得好，并不是因为我们表现得完美。当我们还是满身罪污，像浪子一样远离他的时候，他就借着耶稣基督在十字架上的舍命， 跑过来拥抱了我们。
Our Heavenly Father accepts us just as what we are. And even when we were sinners, even when we were just like the prodigal son in Jesus' parable, that we're betraying our Father, and He came and embraced us.
所以神赐给我们一个不需要靠任何成就来证明的身份，我们是神的儿女。
And God has given us one identity that does not relate to any of your behavior. That is, you are God's children.
我们不是神的奴仆。
We are not God's slave.
我们是神的儿女。
We are son of God.
这一份恩典是能够带领我们认识基督信仰的唯一的一个钥匙。
And this is the only key that will lead us to know Jesus Christ.
特别是我们当中的年轻人都非常的敏锐，他们不需要一套宗教的规条，他们渴望看到真实而改变的生命。
Especially to our youth here, they don't need lectures. What they need is they want to see you change, a change in your life.
所以当我们做父母的，先被天父的爱给充满，然后我们愿意放下借由控制孩子来得到的安全感。
So when we as parents, when we are filled with the love of God, and we can change, so give the safety to our children.
当我们当中的做孩子的年轻人看见在这个家里头，即使我失败了，考砸了，甚至犯错了，我依然被深爱着。
When our children see that they in this family, they're still loved, even if they mess up, they make mistakes.
那一座在亲子当中，用交易跟恐惧所筑起来的高墙，就会被福音彻底的给拆毁。
When they see your love like that,The wall in between you and your children, will be teared down by God's grace.
十字架前面，两代人就能够卸下奴仆的面具，一起哭泣，一起和好，一起经历呼叫阿爸父的真自由。
So before cross, the two generations can reconcile. They can.Lay down their spirit of slaves, and they can pray together and communicate and cry out together, Abba, Father.
今天是2026年六月的最后一个礼拜天。
Today is the last Sunday of June 2026.
2026年已经过了一半。
So pretty much half of the year has gone.
当我们坐在这片充满阳光跟微风的草地上。天父要在福音堂做一件新事。
So now we're sitting at this beautiful lawn in the sun. Our Heavenly Father is going to do one new thing.
让我们能够靠着这一份颠覆的恩典，在这个夏天开始的时候，我们一起跨出一步。
So let us make our next move from this day, this beautiful day of the summer.
对于我们当中做孩子的，摘下你那个试图完美的面具，或者停止你觉得愧疚而逃跑的行径。
So our children here, please stop and take down your mask of trying to be perfect and trying to escape.
这个礼拜主动的找你的父母分享一件你真正感到有压力，甚至感到失败的事。
And go and talk to your parents. Share with them one thing that you may feel frustrated. You failed.
给做父母的一个机会来聆听你。
And this will give your parents an opportunity to listen to you.
也给自己一个机会去经历恩典。
And this will also give yourself an opportunity to experience grace.
所以当我们做孩子的把球丢出去的时候，我们做父母的就应该要勇敢的接住这个球。
So when the ball is in your court As a parent, you have to keep up with it.
这个夏天，让我们推倒说教跟掌控的高墙。
So this summer, let's break down this wall with that's built with lecturing and control.
我们当中做父母的也不想听很多的说教。
So as a parent, even as parents, we don't want to be sitting there and being lectured.
所以我们同理心去想，我们就不需要跟孩子说太多的道理。
In the same way that you understand that your children do not want to be lectured either.
当你的孩子表现不如预期的时候，记住学习勒住你的舌头。
When you see your children did not do a good a job, make sure you hold your tongue.
可能你小时候真的很优秀，可能你的孩子真的没像你这么优秀。
Maybe it's a fact that you were so superb when you were young. Maybe in some way that your children is not doing as good as you did.
在你说你过去历史，或是在你用你过去历史来说你的孩子之前，先给孩子一个拥抱。
Before you brag yourself, before you tell them how splendid that you did, give your children a hug.
告诉你的孩子，孩子，爸爸或是妈妈爱你，不是因为你的成绩，而是因为你是我的孩子。不论发生什么事，我们和天上的父都跟你一起面对。
You hug your child and tell them that Mom and Dad love you not because how you did, but just because you are our child. And just like we are in front of our Father in heaven, we'll be together with you, whatever, however you did.
我知道我们华人的做父母的很难去表达我们对我们孩子的这样一个感情。
I know sometimes as Chinese parents, it's difficult to express ourselves.
就好像我们夫妻之间也很难去表达我们彼此之间的爱意一样。
Just like even in our relationship with our spouse, it's difficult to say the word that show your love.
所以我们才会有恩爱夫妻营这样的一个设置。
Well, that was why we had this MER program.
所以我们也许应该要开一个专门给父母亲类似 MER 的这样一个营会。
So with that thought, maybe we should have another camp, for the relationship between the two generations.
教我们做父母的怎么样子向我们的孩子表达我们对他的爱。
So we are as parents, we will learn how we can show our love to our child, to our children.
所以现在，在这个星期结束的时候，我想邀请我们全体的会众，我们一起闭上眼睛。
So when we come to the end of this message, I would like to ask everyone to close your eyes.
今天这个信息不是给你的父母或是给你的孩子听的。
This message is not for others, not for your children, not for your parents.
神今天正在对你的心说话。
This message is for you. It's a message from God to your heart.
你是不是在家庭的关系中感到精疲力竭？
Are you feeling exhausted in your family relationship?
你是不是在家庭的关系中感到自己像一个奴隶一样？
Are you feeling like you are a slave in your family relationship?
你是不是一直活在必须表现的完美的恐惧跟压力之下？
Are you living in a life that you fear and concern about not being perfect?
罗马书当中那个我们可以呼叫的阿爸父，今天在这个草地上向你敞开双臂。
The Father that Romans 8:15 talking, Paul talk about in Romans 15, is holding up, extending his arms and.Right here towards you.
他对你说，孩子，你不需要完美才配得被爱。
He's talking to you. He's saying, "My child, you don't have to be perfect to be loved."
放下你的重担，回到我的怀抱。
Just drop your burden and come to me.
我们当中做父母的，你是不是愿意对主说，主啊，我承认我的焦虑伤害了我的孩子。
To the parents among us, are you willing to say that I am sorry, my anxiety hurt my children?
我愿意放下掌控，求你用你的爱充满我，让我能走出去拥抱我的孩子。
I am willing to give up my control and so that your love will fill me and I can go out and embrace my children.
我们当中做孩子的，你是不是也愿意对主说，主啊，我好累，我愿意放下我那自以为是，放下我的反叛，回到主你的爱中。
For those of you who are child, are you willing to come to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm tired. I'm willing to give up my self-pride. I'm willing to give up my rebellions. And I would like to come to my parents and say, I love you and give them a love.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你今天带领福音堂全教会来到你开阔的创造当中。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing the whole congregation to you into your creation.
我们在父亲节过后，这个六月最后一个主日，我们来到你的面前。
And this last Sunday, after the Father's Day,
我们承认我们在目前的这样一个世界的洪流中，常常感到焦虑、恐惧跟迷茫。
We realize, we confess that many times we in this world, in this postmodernism world, we feel the anxiety, we feel the stress.
我们做父母的常常想用控制代替的爱，我们做孩子的也常常用冷漠与完美的表演来掩盖我们内心的脆弱。
We as parents oftentimes do not want to give our control, and we as child,a lot of time we don't want to give up our mask of trying to be perfect careless attitude.
主，我们谢谢你那颠覆的恩典今天临到我们。
Lord, we thank you that your radical love has changed us today.
求你的十字架今天大有能力的来拆毁我们两代之间的隔墙。
May your cross, may your mighty cross break down the wall between our two generations.
拔除我们心中那因追求表现而来的奴仆的心与恐惧。
Remove the slavery spirit that brought us the fear.
将主你那圣洁自由的神儿子的灵浇灌在我们每一个家庭中。
So that your spirit, the pure and holy spirit and the spirit of the son,
让我们都能够得着真正的儿子的身份的那个安全感，知道我们是被主您自己深爱的儿女。
So that your spirit will come to us, that we know thatWe are sons of God, and we are safe in your arms.
特别求主赐给我们做父母的有属天的智慧，能在爱与接纳当中带领我们的下一代看见基督信仰的真实。
Especially ask your blessing and so that our parents, us as parents, will have the wisdom from you to.Bring our children to Christ, to your love.
感谢天父，愿这个夏天我们的家不再是讲求交易与表现的战场，而是充满主您自己恩典、欢笑与庆贺的家园。
We thank you that our family from this summer on will not be a place of trade and control, will be a place filled with love and laughters because of you.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
We pray all these in Jesus' name. Thank, Amen.